This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
For reasons that defy logic, some Democrats side with lawbreakers over crime victims. Does Gavin Newsom ever mention a crime victim? Does J.B. Pritzker seem as concerned about your safety as he is those here unlawfully? Public safety should be a unifying issue.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, the star of Fox and Friends First, Todd Pyro, on the phone this morning. Todd, welcome back.
Oh, you know, it's great to be here. Happy post-Labor Day. It's very exciting to be on with the folks in St. Louis. How is everybody?
Everybody is good, Todd. Doing great, my friend. How was your long weekend? I assume you were off yesterday?
I was off yesterday. I worked. So clearly you didn't watch.
I was camping, buddy. I just got back late yesterday. Sorry.
I saw you, brother. Rocking it as usual.
I decided to turn over a new leaf with our hits, and I decided to give you a very basic, standard rebuttal to your initial question and not go all silly, not get all goofy. And then you come at me with that crap. Well, I didn't. I saw you head off yesterday. You saw wrong.
Wow. Well, originally we were told we would not have Todd Pyro this morning, and then I found out that I did, and I'm like, oh, well, he must be back at work.
Yeah.
I've never seen, for one little 7-minute radio hit, I've never seen more emails back and forth. Because I guess you guys had the King of St. Louis on in this spot, and so they're like, we need to move you to 9. And I was like, I've got Varney. The people who pay me, I'm going to reiterate that. If you pay me, I'm going to prioritize you.
Smart man.
So let me tell you, Mark Cox, now that St. Ange is on maternity, and I'm sure you don't pay maternity leave, you turn money and give it to me.
We're going to redirect her pay to Todd Pyro.
And then I'll tell Stu to go pound sand.
Stuart Vonney, with the guy with the greatest voice on TV. I love listening to that guy.
He's amazing. And he's just so much fun. It's like, you know, my dad has that. My dad isn't British, but his mom was born in Canada after their family emigrated from England. So I'm used to that, like, British sensibility, even though my dad is, you know, half Italian and grew up in Jersey. but there's just something about Stu that reminds me of my dad. And you know, it's endearing. This is actually not, I'm not a sarcastic comment. This is serious. That's why I love talking with Stu. Stu's always like, when am I going to retire? I was like, you're not, because you remind me of my dad, and I love it.
Hey, Todd, a lot of activity, a lot of stuff to talk about coming off the holiday. But namely, what do you think the president is going to be addressing? They're kind of being hush-hush of what's going to be detailed in a 1:30 press conference today.
Can I give you a wild card?
Yeah.
I read an article, and I only saw it one place. So if I'm right on this, I want to talk about it next week. He wants to bring back insane asylums. Yep. Did you see that?
I did see that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You have to think that if he takes a lot of questions on different topics, maybe that will come up. Because to be honest with you, and look, I am not discounting from a humanitarian and just an overall human perspective, what is going on overseas. War is horrible, but I think to a certain extent, the American people, especially as we gear up for the third quadrant of the year here, the third of the year, I should say, it's like the same story over and over and over and over and over again, and it doesn't go anywhere. If he wants to sort of inject a news cycle with something, I think he's going to have to go to new things. This would be a new thing, and boy, oh boy, it would be a talker. Now, of course, he's going to talk about, you know, potentially sending the National Guard to Chicago by Friday. That came up, and what other cities next? The doings in Latin and South America, obviously Marco Rubio's going there. There's a plethora of things for him to touch, but wouldn't it be funny if he started off with something completely random, like insane asylum.
Yeah, it'd be great. Maybe he's going to announce they're going to declare Congress an insane asylum. I mean, that's, I'm just off the wall there, but it's weird. We get these press releases from the White House press office, and for the scheduled day, it just says 9 a.m. in town pool call time, 2 p.m. the president makes an announcement. Period. Like, that's it. Like, yeah, it's that vague.
Secretive, almost.
And the left was suggesting he's going to come out and talk about his health. Did you hear that speculation? They hadn't seen him in 72 hours, so he may be dead. I don't know.
I got a text from the guy who does my makeup. I know, you know, fancy news guy in New York. We have makeup artists.
Yeah.
No surprise there. He said, hey, Trump's dead. I'm like, oh, no.
But he's going to hold a press conference.
So I noticed this was over the weekend when, you know, the rumors circulated online. So, of course, I go online. I said, you know what? My wife and I said, if he was dead, you would have gotten a call yesterday.
Thank you.
You would have been in there. You would have been anchoring. You wouldn't leave that building for 3 weeks. So presumably he's alive.
I picked this up off of libs of TikTok this morning. Listen to this. Hold on.
We now live in a world where when this president goes dark for 72 hours, people got to be like, is he dead?
Yeah. Jonathan Last is this guy's name. He's some podcaster and some left-wing podcaster. And they were lamenting the fact that this is like 1980s Kremlin time in America.
Yeah. With that, Mark Cox, you turn on your TV on Fox and Friends, you're going to see me in less than 4 minutes because I got a hit. Have a great week.
Awesome. All right, buddy.
That's what I'm here with. Griff Jenkins, can I pass the phone to
Griff,
him?
Yeah, go ahead and give the phone to Griff. That'd be great.
Cox, what's going on? It's Jenkins. How are we doing?
Hey, what's happening, Griff? How are you? We got some bonus Griff this morning.
Yeah, we're trying to hold things down. I'm tag teaming here with Todd Pyro. He's got to get on. Talk about some major races we're watching, the gubernatorial race out there in Virginia and in New Jersey, as well as the chaos with Mamdani in New York. But, you know, I'm just trying to play second fiddle here. I'm doing what's asked of me.
You're doing a great job, Griff. We saw you this morning in there for Kilmeade. So thanks for taking the job for Pyro. Couldn't get it done this morning. We appreciate it.
Pyro does an excellent job, as always. Great to talk to you guys, and I'll catch up with you on Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Griff.
Talk to you then. That's great.
Grabs the phone from Todd Pyro.
You
got to
be on the air.
By.
Give me that phone. I'll wrap up with Mark. That's great.
I love it.